Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford 91.5. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you stuff that you don't always see. I'm going to start with some local today. It's Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Roadrunner, which was a single and was on the album The Modern Lovers in 1976. It was played a lot on local radio. It's a great driving song. I can remember one night I heard it on the radio when I was driving by the Stop and Shop with the radio on in my car, and I was singing along. I loved that. And Jonathan Richman will be playing Friday night at the Somerville Theater and Saturday night at the Met in Providence, Rhode Island. So here's some Roadrunner for you.
Okay, now you say bottom lovers.
Say
I got the A.O. feels like a hurricane. I don't mind a little heartache sometimes. Yeah, I don't mind a little heartache sometimes. When you walk out that door, and I ain't coming back no more. Oh, oh, it feels like a hurricane.
Scattering, imagining, with vanity, being ignorant, your evil flick is with the
The first thing you heard today was on the show was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Roadrunner. And Jonathan Richman will be playing Friday night at the Somerville Theater and Saturday night at the Met in Providence, Rhode Island. Then you heard Julie Rhodes, a local blues singer with a powerhouse voice, and that was Hurricane from her album Bound to Meet the Devil. Julie Rhodes will be playing on Saturday night at the Columbus Theater in Providence, Rhode Island. Then Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with the Boys at the Bar. A little bit of rap from Rick in there, too. That's from their newest album, The Courage of the Lonely. They're going to be playing at the Frogmore in Jamaica Plain on Saturday night. Then we went overseas for Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with Morning Sun from their CD, Stone Law. Songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. And they're going to be having some new music coming out soon. Looking forward to that. Now I've got some serious guitar time for you, and I'm going to start with Joanne Shaw Taylor with Ready to Roll from her 2016 album Wild. Joanne Shaw Taylor is a British blues guitarist and singer who was discovered by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics when she was just 16. I think she's like 29 or 30 now. Lives in both England and Detroit. Excellent guitarist and singer. And Joanne Shaw Taylor will be at the City Winery in Boston this Thursday night. I'm really looking forward to that show. I saw her last time she was in town. It was a great show, and I'm psyched to see her again. So here is Joanne Shaw Taylor with Ready to Roll.
Take me where you want. Oh yeah, everything gonna be all right this morning.
set you free.
When you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left. You are not going to.
Then what you're going to do is turn
Marcy
onto Marcy
and Brad
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights,
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks, but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Before the PSA, we heard some serious guitar time. First, Joey and Shaw Taylor with Ready to Roll from her 2016 album, Wild. As I said, she's going to be at the City Winery in Boston Thursday night. After that was Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa from their new album, Black Coffee, their third studio album. Covers of soul tunes, though not the usual suspects. And What did we hear? We heard Why Don't You Do It Right. Then something from Joe Perry's new album, Switzerland Manifesto, which features a number of guests, including his two sons. And that was Haberdasher Blues with David Johansen on lead vocals. And David Johansen was in the New York Dolls punk glam punk band back, 1973 or so. Later did a lot of solo stuff. I used to go see him a lot in his solo tour, and he good performer, real good shows. Then you heard Joe Satriani with Righteous from his brand new album, What Happens Next. Saw him at the Orpheum Theater on was it last week, the week before, on his G3 tour with guitarist John Petrucci and Phil Collin. Amazing show, particularly the jam at the end with the three of them joined by local native John Finn. Then you heard Gary Moore with Tell Me Woman from the new album Blues and Beyond, a collection of Moore's studio recordings. The two-disc set's also available as part of a box set. Includes a disc of live recordings and an official biography. He was another musician lost too soon. Gary Moore died in 2011. And that's so sad, but we could still enjoy listening to the great music he left us. Now we've got something different. So I've never played this one before. It's a band from the UK called Stone Broken. And this song is Worth Fighting For from their brand new album, Ain't Always Easy, which is actually coming out on Friday. The band started in 2013, and this is their second album. They're currently headlining tour in the UK with the Bad Flowers and Jared James Nichols. Jeez, wish we had bills like that in this country, huh? Anyway, with these two excellent bands act supporting them, and all the folks in the UK raving about this band lately, thought I'd check them out and see what it's all about. So here's Stone Broken with Worth Fighting For.
victim of the war you started deep inside. I'm left with the broken bones and wreckage that you leave behind.
Inside.
Back in 1 second with another song. Just a minute. Letting it load up here. Trying to avoid the dead air or resting air or whatever we might call it. Here we go. Let's see.